today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with
you. And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. Well, plastic surgery is pretty popular in the United States. I don't know how popular it is, but it certainly seems that way, doesn't it?
It hits media quite a bit.
Women, and this sort of ties into what we were talking about last week when Julia was on the show, and Americans' obsession with physical attractiveness and beauty, and their constant... The American women and men as well, and I'm sure there's a significant portion of men that this sort of disease mindset infects. You know, the mindset is that they're never satisfied. They're always too fat, always a little too ugly. Something's always, my nose doesn't look quite right. Okay, fix the nose. Now my forehead doesn't look quite right. Okay, fix the forehead. Now my breasts don't look quite right. Okay, fix, you know, it's like it becomes an addiction for some people. Not all of them.
I saw some lady who had like 40 plastic surgeries.
Barbie doll.
Mm. And she was frightening looking.
Yeah, they had her on Penn & Teller.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask if it was the woman on Penn & Teller. She had the Barbie boyfriend, too. Ken doll.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it affects Americans of all ages. And, of course, the older that the American who's affected gets, the more crazed they become. Because you lose whatever attractiveness and youngness that you have. And it just becomes this endless
sure.
battle with aging. And
time is not on your side when it comes to beauty.
Nope. And so Americans are just throwing money down this hole of plastic surgery. And we didn't really talk about plastic surgery last week. And the type of plastic surgery you're going to tell us about, Julia, is one that most people don't really even, I don't think most people know it exists, but maybe I'm wrong. What is it?
More women are requesting cosmetic surgery on their genitals than ever before, according to a new report from the NHS. This is out of London, by the way, so I don't know. It's probably National Health Service.
Right, now mammaries don't count as genitals.
No.
Right.
The report claims that in Britain, the number of labia reductions jumped to 800, almost twice as many over the past 5 years. Now, I read about this on Wikipedia a couple of months ago, mm-hmm. and I was just shocked. I'd never heard of such a thing. It's called a labiaplasty. And
well, right. I had read on the air about a dentist who was doing a home version of this on his girlfriend at one point.
A labia reduction?
Yeah, we read this on the air.
Okay.
And just, you know, she had basically decided, while they were doing the labia reduction, they decided to just go ahead and circumcise her entirely.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sorry you don't remember, but that was one of the times, you know.
Awful.
We talked about female genital
mutilation.
That's shocking. It is shocking, yes.
But in this case, they're reducing the size of one of their parts of their anatomy.
Right, which is the inner lips of the vagina.
Okay.
And, I don't know, I guess on a personal level, I find breast enlargements to be kind of twisted. I don't get them at all, and I think that really large breasts are not only overrated, I think a lot of women think that guys really like that, and some of them do, but I don't think all men really like over...
I don't at all.
I don't either. I think they look disgusting.
I think that, and this used to be a really popular topic on the show when we were on our FM talk station originally, and it just doesn't generate as many calls as I'd like it to, but nonetheless, I'll throw out the question and the number at 800-259-9231. Even though we're going to continue talking about this labia reduction, if you want to chime in on just plastic surgery in general or specifically breast enlargement, as a man, how do you feel about breast size when it comes to women? Is there really something to big-breasted women being more attractive, or is that a common misconception? Is that something that has been somehow bred into our culture when it's not really even true? For me, when a woman's breasts are bigger than proportionate, I think it's kind of freakish, personally, and I find it very unattractive. So I know that it's not the case with me. Mark, how do you
I think that they probably get some attention, and not from necessarily romantic side, but just sort of more attention in real life, you know, out there in the workplace, in their personal lives, not necessarily from a romantic point of view, but, you know, it sort of sets them apart.
I know that that's,
If that's something that a woman wants to do, I don't have a problem with it.
If it's something she wants to do,
I don't have a problem with that either.
It's her body.
Yeah, exactly.
It's her body, but I think that the motivating factor has a lot to do with what I believe is a misconception, and that is that most men like large, just obscenely large breasts, and I don't think that's the case, but I'd like to hear from you.
There's certainly ones I've seen online that are just ludicrous, but, you know, either way, if it works for them.
You know, then there's also a segment of guys that like breasts to be big, but they don't like them to be fake as well.
Right.
And so that's why they're trying to rack their they're willing to spend a lot of money on breast enlargements that don't look like they've been enlarged,
now,
that sort of thing.
I don't know personally, obviously, but I've heard that from men who have touched them that fake breasts feel different. Is that true?
So I hear.
You're asking me. I don't know.
I don't know either. I've heard the same thing, though.
I've heard that you can sort of feel the area
If I answer that question, I'm in big trouble. I just want you to know.
Let's talk more about the labia reduction here in a moment. And by the way, this is all clinical. This isn't pandering or anything like that. We're talking about this from a clinical aspect. Let's talk to Mark in Mississippi. So keep it clinical when you call in. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, it's the topic of Iran this time.
Do what?
The topic of Iran.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay. Today on ABC News, they said that they had infiltrated the place and trying to get people to turn over to American side.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They've sent in CIA agent. Is that what you're talking about, the CIA situation?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
We reported that earlier this week. Did you have anything to say about plastic surgery?
If I love a woman, I'm going to love her for her. But if she doesn't love herself, then if she wants to get all this plastic stuff on her, it ain't going to work. I mean, obviously there's some problems with her that she don't love herself enough to figure she needs to change herself. And that's not a good thing for me to go through. I mean, if a woman feels she needs bigger breasts, she feels that she don't love herself enough or like her breasts enough to keep them the way they are.
And would that be a negative factor for you as far as deciding, as far as choosing a mate?
Yeah.
If a woman weren't satisfied with herself, that would be a turnoff.
It would be a turnoff because I figure if she didn't love herself to change herself, she got more issues than I can deal with right now.
I think that I agree with you. I think that confidence is a lot more attractive than a large set of breasts. And to me, that's really important.
Yeah, attitude and all that. But body parts, if you don't love yourself, we're not going to go in the same circles.
Mark, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So not only would I like to hear from men as far as their opinions on breast size and, you know, whether or not that's sort of been blown out of proportion in popular culture and what your thought is on that, but also ladies. And, you know, as a woman, what sort of pressures do you feel to get plastic surgery, to engage in this sort of behavior? Are you pressured at all? Do you feel like society sort of encourages this? Or are we blowing it out of proportion? That's kind of what I'd like to know at 800-259-9231. But Julia, let's continue discussing this unusual type of plastic surgery that apparently is gaining some steam. People are doing this more and more. It's becoming popular now.
More and more women are said to be troubled by the shape, size, or proportions of their vulvas, wrote Lee May Liao and Sarah Crichton of London's Women in Health Institute. I've been doing this for over 13 years, and it has become much more popular, says Robert Rowe, a plastic surgeon at the Labioplasty Master Surgery Center of New York. We're doing more cases in recent years. There's been more exposure in the media, so people have been more aware of the surgery. Patients who sought genitalplasty uniformly wanted their vulvas to be flat and with no protrusion, similar to the
prepubescent.
Can't get that word out. Look of girls in Western fashion ads, pornography, and on genitalplasty websites.
Prepubescent? Wouldn't that mean
like little
girls? Before puberty?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I find that disturbing that adult women hate their vaginas so much that they want to look like little girls.
Very strange. 1-800-259-9231. And it just doesn't make sense. I mean, with breast size, at least that's something visible. Let's look into this a little bit more. Your calls as well about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
to jail. Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Why did Mary cross the road? The same reason the chicken did. When I come back, we'll find out what makes that trip to the other side safe for pedestrians.
I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
Play chicken in traffic and more than feathers will fly. Each year, 69,000 pedestrians are injured in the foul play when two legs walking meet four wheels driving. To prevent your goose from being cooked, here's exactly what to do. When you stroll, use sidewalks if available. Otherwise, walk on the road's left side facing traffic. Cross streets in marked crosswalks, looking left, right, left before you go. Avoid interstates altogether, and since drinking and walking can be as dangerous as drinking and driving, save the brandy sauce a l'orange for the Mandarin duck. A safe trip to the other side of the road? Now that's something to crow about. I'm Bobby Ligas. Ligas, you'll love us! What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 225,000 posts and over 1,400 people interacting. Serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all being discussed, and it's all there for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. I was just actually checking the current post count. We're actually now over 235,000 posts. Right there, bbs.freetalklive.com, talking about a certain brand of insanity, and that is the obsession that many Americans, a lot of American women, but also American men, the obsession that a lot of Americans have with perfection. They have this ideal for what they think that a human body should look like, and they get sort of infected with this obsession with constantly striving to attain that level of appearance for themselves. And of course, breast enlargements for women have gotten very popular over the last few decades, and costs a lot of money, and the women are changing their appearance. They're obviously not satisfied with themselves, and I'm concerned that a lot of women won't be satisfied with themselves when they're done with their breast enlargements. They'll find something else about themselves that isn't up to par, isn't up to their standards, that they want to change, and they're going to spend some more of their hard-earned money on, and then go and cut themselves up. And that can't be good for you, just in general, just cutting and changing and doing all that. And now we're talking about something I think is like the height of the finality of the apex of this disease. And that is that women are actually cutting their genitals, these labia reduction processes. They're slicing their genitalia and restructuring it in order to have it look different.
Now, I don't have a problem with a woman getting a breast enlargement if that's what she wants to do for whatever reason, but I do sort of think that there's a phenomenon out there where people in general will think that their physical appearance is far more important than who they are as a person.
Yeah.
And so they'll change themselves physically rather than look at themselves from the inside, where they may have some more bigger problems, and somehow they expect to solve their problems by changing their breast size, or I don't know what a guy is going to do necessarily, but I know that they get plastic surgery. So that's probably my biggest concern in the area, and this just sounds disturbing entirely.
Well, the weirdest thing about this is that with other examples of plastic surgery, whether it be facial reconstruction or breast enlargement, you can at least see the results, right? I mean, on a daily basis, you can see, oh, your nose looks different, or oh, your breasts are larger. It doesn't do anything for me. I think it's weird personally, but at least you could sort of make the connection and understand why that was being done. Because it's visible. It's an advertisement. These women that get the breast enlargements, they want to advertise themselves to the potential men that are out there because they believe it will get them a higher quality man or something like that. I'm not really quite sure what goes through their heads, and if you know, I'd like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. But with the labia reduction, there's nothing visible there. And it would seem that when someone is to finally view this, and this isn't just the purview of strippers and porn stars, although that's where it started.
Right. Apparently, there's a large number. I believe it was Wikipedia's page that I'm citing, but there's a large number of porn stars who get this procedure done. So women see this in porn and think that that's what their vagina is supposed to look like,
which is just amazing. So it started with them, but most people don't advertise their genitalia. You can't walk around in public showing off that region.
Hey, you want to see my operation?
And so it would seem to me that if someone were to get this labia reduction, the only time anyone would ever become aware of such a of that procedure being done is when you've gotten to the point in a relationship, whether it be a one-night stand or whether it be you've been building up to that point for a while, whatever your preference is, when you've gotten to the point of getting ready to have sex with somebody. And in many cases, with a first-time encounter, the lights might be off, somebody might be a little bit shy or whatever. I mean, in many cases, you might not even see what's going on down there. It's very unlikely that you're going to be inspecting.
How hurtful would it be if, the potential partner there never even noticed and didn't even care?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, maybe the intent is that
which seems likely
that
to me.
That seems very likely, since vaginas all look different.
Well, that's true, and I guess that's the intent, right? Because the woman must be concerned that if her labia are too long, that they'll be noticed, and the man will care about that, And, I mean, can you imagine, as a guy, Mark, can you imagine getting a, you know, you've got a nice lady that you've taken out for dinner, you take her back to your place or whatever, things start moving in the right directions, and then, you know, she takes off her clothes, and you would say, oh my God, your labia are so long, I'm out of here, baby, see you later. Are you kidding me?
It doesn't seem like it would be a real issue.
Right, but what else could they be concerned about?
I don't know.
800-259-9231. Let's go to Liz in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Liz. Ladies first.
As far as the labia goes, it might have to do with sensation. I really didn't want to comment too much on that.
Well, I don't think that, and that is actually coming up later in the article, or at least the article that I had about this, because I had the same, a similar one tonight. The concern is that the operations are going to reduce sensation, not enhance it.
That's what I would think.
Right.
I agree. But as far as cosmetic surgery in general and breast enhancement or enlargement,
mm-hmm.
I have mixed feelings. I mean, ever since I'm a teenager, I'm 42, and since I'm a teenager, I've never really liked the way my breasts point, you know, they point out.
Mm-hmm.
There are things I have, you know, that we all have an eye for what should be beautiful, and we're all very influenced also by mainly the media, and you know, I think
sure.
that you'd agree that the media dictates to women their image, you know, and men, right. I agree with you entirely. So it's hard for me when I think about having maybe my breasts lifted and enhanced somewhat, proportionally, though, because I think that some women look like absolute freaks. They
yeah.
do. They just look like freaks. And I think that the men that gravitate towards that type of a woman are not men that I would be find attractive anyway, no matter
right.
what they look like on the outside. But I, at the same token, I don't think I can make, you know, a judgment and say it's completely wrong to,
so you're,
you know,
you're
enhance your looks. If I had a very prominent bone in my nose that, you know, made my nose look gigantic, I think that it would only make sense. We have the technology, you know, the medical technology, I think it would only make sense to have my nose reshaped. I just think that there's
and the reason for that is because you just aren't satisfied with yourself, or you're concerned about being able to find a mate.
I think that, honestly, I think that to be perfectly real to myself about that, because I'm not immune to the influence, because it's not only jerks out there that are, you know, are drawn, at least initially, towards what a woman looks like. So I would have to say that I can't really tell. It would be a blend of both for me. It would be self-satisfaction, because I am an artist and I have an artist's eye and I like things symmetrical and pretty, but, you know, it's beautiful, I should say, and I know beauty is inside too. And comes out.
And
you know,
some think that abstract art is just as beautiful.
If you want, hang on a little bit. We might bring you back here. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, including the live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version. Both sizes will fit virtually, one of those two sizes will fit virtually any internet connection. It's all there at freetalklive.com, and it is for free.
Wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com and view clips of the recently released DVD that gained world attention. NeverGetBusted.com.
We're talking about plastic surgery. We're talking about modification of one's original self and trying to achieve this sort of Adonis-like figure, this fantasy.
Or Aphrodite, in the case, maybe.
This fantasy figure, this perfection that is, in my opinion, unachievable. These people that get hooked on plastic surgeries and they keep doing the surgeries, they don't look better after all is said and done. You mentioned Mark Barbie doll, this woman that has had several dozen plastic surgeries done to herself. She's one of the most atrocious looking people I've ever seen. And I would like to have seen. I would have
Michael
liked
Jackson's
seen,
probably a good example also.
He's another good example. You're right. And I would have liked to have seen what she looked like before she made all those changes. I bet she was probably decently attractive in comparison to what she looks like now. And so I guess I'm just concerned that this might become an addiction for some people. And I'm just generally concerned with the fact that people feel the need, they feel that they should change themselves, that they're so dissatisfied with themselves that they must go through the process of literally cutting themselves open and modifying themselves. Let's go back to Liz in New York. Now, Liz, Julia pointed out during the break that you've been pretty honest with us, I mean, about your feelings in regards to surgery and that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I'm listening to you again, and I guess I don't really fit in the category. My comment is not exactly, because I think the Barbie doll you're referring to is, I think her name is Tabitha, or that's the name she uses. I've seen her blonde, long hair. I've seen her, you know, like, actually boast about, you know, her, well, admit her addiction, and she loves it. I mean, that's what she says anyway. And, you know, Michael Jackson is a horror story. It's pathetic
yes,
to look at somebody like him. But then there's Cher. And I, regardless of, you know, whether that's an image of a pretty woman or not to you personally, I don't think her surgeries were bad at all.
And right, it wasn't a disaster, and she's certainly shown
not at
some
all.
Measure
and she
of success.
Looks, exactly. She looks very healthy and quite youthful. I have no idea how old she is, actually.
You know, I've got to say that I feel like if you do go through this, you're approaching it with the right attitude. I, you know, from my personal point of view, I don't have a problem.
Okay, if you're going to go through it, I think Liz has the most healthy attitude that one could have when approaching this. But Liz, would you agree that your desire to change yourself stems more from society's influences on you than anything else?
I probably, and that probably stems way back into my childhood as well.
Was there something
specific? Because we get messages when we're very young, when you're going through school. Somebody looks at you and makes a remark, it just stings. I have a 12-year-old right now, and I'm watching him, and he's a boy. And he comes home sometimes, and he starts leaking, you know, things out that went on during the day, and I am amazed how he's affected. Maybe that's a reflection on me, but...
Well, no, you should be amazed. I mean,
the things that are said, among each other, are so centered on their physical appearance.
Yep, it's gone way beyond.
And it's almost crippling emotionally when these kids get. And then I can go back to my own childhood, and I'm just an average-looking person. I have my good days, and I have my not so good days. But my own childhood, I can remember getting digs once in a while from somebody that just. It was like a scar, whether I was a kid, so
yeah.
I didn't have
the... And it's getting worse. It's gotten worse, I think, over the years as society has become more and more obsessed with appearance. Young people have gotten more and more vitriolic and spiteful towards those that don't approach that sort of that beautiful ideal. And kids can be so harsh about it. I mean, it goes far beyond four eyes and other insults that people might have gotten when they were in school a couple of decades ago. Kids are really mean to one another these days.
And that perfection and flawless beauty is very, very prevalent on the internet.
Yep.
So
sure
when kids
is.
Are surfing the internet,
place.
Everything is... I mean, I go to MySpace page, which has nothing to do with what I look like, and just the ads that flash are, like, amazing.
It's always a
very, very sexy, unbelievably sexy, you know, woman or, you know, very provocative.
I think it's very unhealthy. I think those messages are very unhealthy, and it's damaging our society. And Liz, thanks for the call. We really appreciate your candor tonight. 800-259-9231. If you look at it, it's everywhere. I mean, she's right. It's all over MySpace. Look at pop music, for instance. Why do they call pop music pop music?
Popular.
Why is pop music popular?
Because people like it.
It's not because it's really great music, is it?
No.
No, largely it's marketed well.
Why is it marketed so well?
Because there's money to be made on it.
Because the reason that they're so effective at marketing pop music stars is because the pop music stars are very, very beautiful people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially the women, specifically.
Sure.
You know, a lot of dudes can get away with being ugly, and especially rock and roll, but...
But no. I'm not talking about rock and roll. I'm not talking about subgenres.
Pop music, like NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys.
Even those guys are pretty.
Yeah.
Even back to Wham or something like that.
Those guys.
Right, and it's been escalating over time. So pop music isn't popular because it's great. Because you can put a pop music song up next to some guy playing a guitar in a bar, and the guy playing the guitar is probably going to be more talented than the pop music kids.
In some cases.
But the pop music people are picked on the basis of being pretty. When was the last time you saw a 300-pound pop music star?
Never.
It just doesn't happen. It can't possibly happen. Even if a 300-pound person were to get on American Idol and win... that person would never go any further in their career because...
Yeah, they might be very, very talented.
But... Right. And odds are good they'd be more talented. And so there's pop music. Of course, movies glamorize it. You don't get cast in a TV show. If you're an ugly person, you don't get cast on television or in a movie unless you're specifically playing an ugly role. Everyone else usually is one of the beautiful people, right?
Yeah.
And so I think...
Ugly or fat.
I think this is really damaging. We'll continue to discuss this. Let's continue with the phone calls, though, and talk to Lee in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Lee. Lee?
Yes, good day.
Hey. Hello, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't know. That Blues Travelers guy has got to be getting close to 300, the harmonica player. I don't know if you call that pop music or not, but...
I don't know. I mean...
He's a pretty big dude.
I think pop music is mostly to appeal to the younger set.
Yes.
You know, not...
Oh, yeah, I knew what you meant,
like.
But, you know...
Blues Traveler had a hit or two, I think, in the 1990s. It's certainly possible for a niche genre like a Blues Traveler to break out into a popular hit.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean. You know
that wasn't why I called, but...
Right.
I had three things about that. My ex-wife... when she was in high school, at the very end of summer, just before school started, got a nose job. And, she shows up with two black eyes and like, God, were you in a car wreck or your brother hit you or what happened, you know? And she looked that way for over 3 months.
Not very beautiful with the black eyes, huh?
No, her dad was German, Austrian ancestry, like third generation or something, but... She had his nose. Oh, her nose had character. And
she changed that.
She changed that, and she got his insurance to pay for it because the doctor says, well, you got a deviated septum, so they could do a nose job on the insurance company. And even when I was a junior in high school, I said, no wonder insurance costs so much. People are always scamming them.
Wow.
I mean, it bugged me back then. But anyway, it didn't keep me from marrying her 10 years later. But... when we went to court for a temporary custody hearing, my attorney had never seen her before. We're walking
okay.
in.
All right, hang on, Lee. We'll get to this. The courtroom drama section. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Talking about plastic surgery and people who are just not satisfied with themselves. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. And that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners, ladies who have sent us their pictures from around the world to prove they listen to the show at shrine.freetalklive.com. And a great way to help support the show is to buy some stuff over at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you shop through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So just enter their site through that link, amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done and feel good because you know that you helped out Free Talk Live at the same time. Let's go back to the phones, back to Lee in Montana, listening on KGEZ. We're talking about people who are obsessed with changing themselves. They're never satisfied with themselves. There's always some new surgery they've got to get to pursue the path towards perfection. And I think society has a lot to do with the reason why people in America think this way. And it's a lot of the Western world as well. But Lee, you were telling us about your ex-wife, and apparently the two of you met in high school.
She qualified exactly for what you said. She was never satisfied with herself.
Yep.
Always had something wrong.
But you were satisfied with her, weren't you? I mean, why was she...
Yeah, well, I signed up for the program, so, yeah, you know, you'd think that was okay. I wasn't her only boyfriend ever. She's tall, thin, smart, you know, not a bad looker, just after her nose. That's what brought me to the attorney. Never seen her before. And he says, how much money did she get from the doctor? I said, huh? He says, how much money did she get from the doctor? She's had no job, hasn't she? I said, yeah. You guys sued her, didn't you? I said, well, she got that in high school. He said, well, I would, if I was her parents, I would have sued him.
Wow.
He says, I've seen a few of these cases come through. That's as bad as any I've seen. So here she's thinking she's looking real shiny because she got her nose job. Actually worse than it was.
Oh,
before.
My.
I mean, this guy I never saw her before, so that perception, she's thinking she's now profiling all through the rest of high school and everything, and unbeknownst to her, everybody's going, God, they really butched that thing up. She looked better before.
That's another factor. We didn't even touch on that. The chance that when you go through one of these surgeries, you have to remember, it's surgery. You know, they told me when I got my vasectomy that while the vasectomy is probably the safest of all surgeries in the world.
Yeah, what could you lose?
It's still surgery, and it's still invasive, and it could there can always be complications. So not only could there be a complication, and you could get in something severe could happen, but they could just botch up the job. And
I knew a guy who got a vasectomy, and his leg turned purple down to his knees for 7 months. He couldn't even get up on a forklift. But
wow,
that's a yeah.
So
another guy that maybe should have sued, but
So have you seen your ex-wife since the divorce, or has she gone off and to
lives in Tasmania?
How unusual.
Yeah, that would be her.
Huh. Very good. Lee, thanks for the call, man. We've got to move on to other calls. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Dave.
Hey, long live free talk. Hey, first of all, I'm not in the witness protection program.
You got your own
I lived in Montana since 79, haven't lived in New Jersey since 76.
There you go.
And love the Rocky Mountains. Hey, and we all know that big, beautiful, bouncing boobies is power in the marketing realm. And everybody's trying to sell themselves, and women have an easy market program right there with the size of their breasts. And I noticed that larger breast women are more jovial. And if they make them feel better, why not? A lot of the flat-chested women are kind of uptight, I noticed.
Do you think that might be because,
because of society's thing. Yeah. And it's like the lady was saying, you know, the marketing, Fifth Avenue, that's their greatest marketing tool is the female body. And with all this feminism and equalness and everything, I think the woman should stand up and slap that down. But they make money off of it. And that's one of the only ways they make money. It's an easy shot, like basketball players or football players. It's an easy shot for them to make the home run. They can make a lot of money with their body, so don't invest in that body.
So I can see where you're coming from on that. Doing it as because society is so diseased that you feel like you have to go along and upgrade your breasts so you can get a better job position or whatever.
And
but how does that explain? Now wait, Dave. How does that explain the labia reduction, which is the original?
I think it has something to do with the tighten up. If you know what I'm talking about, it doesn't have nothing to do with the looks. It's for the tighten up.
Hmm.
Because
now,
they're old.
Definitely disagree with this because I have personally talked to women, friends and things.
Well, I don't know. See, I was just taking a guess. Because individuals, like you say, you know, unless they're going to wear new pants with clear plastic on them now. You know, because of the pop thing, that's just trendsetters, you know. It's the fashion industry probably subsidized the pop music because it's so crappy anyway.
Yeah.
And they dress them up the way they want to sell their new clothing, sell their new looks, sell their new actions. It's all trendsetting for fashion. Fashion brings in big bucks.
Do you agree, Dave, that this is damaging, that this mindset, this culture
now,
is very
damaging?
This is
where I wanted to go with this. Now you're touching into, now you know why they dress women in burkas in other countries. That's the other extreme, you know what I mean?
True.
Because they put the burka on the woman so the man won't go wild with looking at a woman and everything. And then, you know, the body has nothing to do, but see, we're in America. We could see both extremes. We know that with money you could buy a perfect body. You know, that's craziness. That's just, you know, the ultimate of greed and self-centeredness.
Well said, Dave.
No guarantee you get a perfect body out of the deal.
Yeah, right.
Certainly not. Thank you for the call, David. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Julia, was there more to this story?
Yeah, actually.
Talking
just a little
about
bit more.
Labia reduction, the new craze in America.
Patients who sought genitoplasty uniformly wanted their vulvas to be flat and with no protrusion. I think I already read that. Okay. Not unlike presenting for a haircut at a salon, women often brought images to illustrate the desired appearance, says Crichton. The illustrations are usually from advertisements or pornography and are selective and possibly digitally altered. More studies are needed to determine if vaginal surgery offers any long-term benefits for women. And that's the end.
I can't imagine that, you know, there'd be some sort of benefit. It would seem to me, according to the American, I think it's AFP, I'm not sure what that stands for, but anyway, the AFP article at Breitbart. According to that, there are some doctors that are genuinely concerned that these labia reductions may have some sort of effect as far as the, it says here, plastic surgery to the labia carries risks for this zone carries nerve fibers that are highly sensitive and are a key pathway of sexual arousal. Incision to any part of the genitalia could compromise sensitivity. You know, they we've talked to quite an extent about male circumcision on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
it affects sensitivity.
You're cutting off the foreskin mm-hmm. of the penis, and that is removing nerve endings.
Parts, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, here in this case, you're talking about shortening the labia minora, and that's going to do some... It seems to me that could be really dangerous. But yet, nonetheless, women in their constant, obsessive pursuit of this perfect body are going to cut themselves. It's sick.
I can't say I like the idea very much.
What would you say to somebody, Julia? I mean, if a friend of yours, and you have a few female friends that confide in you, if a friend of yours confided to you that she was considering a surgery like this, what would you say to her?
Man, I don't know, because I'm all for people doing whatever they feel is right. I would personally advise against it, and I actually have had friends that have personally told me that they hate the way their vaginas look, specifically that part, and that I know for a fact that if they had the money, they would get that done in a heartbeat.
Goodness.
Which is scary to me. I would obviously advise against it, and I would say what you just said about the nerve endings, and I would compare it to male circumcision like you did, but I mean, I don't really tell my friends what they should do or not do, so I could really only give advice. And
sure, I mean, that would be presuming they asked you for advice.
I normally, I don't know.
And many women talk about plastic surgery that don't get it.
Right, exactly.
So
they hate the way their genitals look.
I'm not sure that in some cases, you know, some people that are thinking about plastic surgery are just thinking about it. I don't know if they hate everything. Certainly the ones that go through with it. And you're talking about somebody who probably really disliked the way a part of them looked.
I think if you hate the way your genitals look, you have gone to the most advanced stages of this disease. Whatever this obsession with perfection, I don't think you can get any worse than that. Because, my goodness, your genitals are concealed at almost all times, day and night. And the only time anyone's ever going to see them is when they've, you know, you've gotten to a point in a relationship where it shouldn't matter what they think about how your genitals look. And the fact is, if they do care about how your genitals look, they're a shallow, pathetic human being that you shouldn't spend any time with. Don't change yourself for that. Hour 3's coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.